Congressman Jack Bergman is with us today. How you doing, sir?
Jack, it's a busy day here in Washington, D.C. I just got back here from the UP last night, actually. And even though we're in the middle of a Schumer Senate-induced shutdown, we're doing a lot of good things on the constituent service side and not slowing down. Just no legislative business going on until the United States Senate decides when they want to open up the government.
Give me an idea of, practically speaking, what this means for your constituents, this shutdown. What's affected? What isn't?
Yeah, I mean, it's in the end, normal services that we provide. In fact, I would encourage people to go out to our website to show we've done a very detailed list of what services will be impacted. And the short version is not many of the normal services, whether you're a veteran, whether you're getting TANF or SNAP, or, you know, the availability of medications, the mail delivery, essential air service into places like Escanaba. All of this is going to go on as normal. Okay.
Let me see about the EAS. We've had some concerns that the EAS service will be impacted. Is it?
No. There's, in fact, the airlines, and I can't remember which, if it's Republic that does the Delta service or SkyWest, or, you know, there's a different, the smaller carriers that subcontract out, if that's the appropriate term. And no, the essential air service is not going to be affected in and out of Escanaba. Nor will it be effective in and out of Iron Mountain, nor will it be effective in and out of the course. Marquette does not get EAS in there, so they'll be operations as normal as well.
So, Congressman, tell me about the shutdown and how you see it going. It's 9 days now. We had in the past a 35-day shutdown. How long will you see this continuing?
Well, I guess, it's up to Chuck Schumer and the Senate Democrats, because they're the ones. I'm not sure what he's thinking, if he's thinking at all, but Schumer made a comment today. Well, every day it gets better for us, meaning the D.C. Senate Democrats, not the run rank and file conservative Democrats that's, you know, are so heavily populated in the UP, because my dad's family from Ironwood were all conservative Democrats back in the day. We're still conservative. But Schumer, through this shutdown, is penalizing good people because of it's like being back in middle school and not being selected to be prom king and queen, and he's mad, so they're going to breath until somebody says, "Oh no, you get to be king too." It's nuts, Jack. It's really nuts, because what I see is that I hate to keep harping back on the Senate Democrats, but they have the ball in their court. The House, roughly 3 weeks ago, we in the House passed a clean CR, continuing resolution, to keep the government open, functioning normally until the 21st of November. We only had one Democrat who voted with us to do that. The rest of the Democrats voted no. So we sent a viable option to the Senate to just say, pass it, come back, and let's spend 2 months negotiating some fine points, rather than using the threat of, well, we're not going to do this and we're not going to do that. Again, it goes back to a little kid who just decides they're just going to hold their breath until they pass out just because they're mad at their parents. And that's what the Senate's acting like. But so we here in the House, we're still working through appropriations, still doing some of the limited committee work that we can do. So when the Senate finally decides that it's not going to any longer hold the American people hostage, that working, you know, when we did the, now it's, well, it was called One Big Beautiful Bill, but really the best name for it is the family, the Working Family Tax Cuts Act. That's what we focused that bill on. And it's a good bill, but the Democrats in play in politics are putting those, those extra dollars that are going into our working constituents' pockets, they're putting that at risk by failing to do their due diligence.
Congressman Jack Bergman, thank you so much for joining us. We're out of time for the interview here, but keep us up to date if you would.